Davos sipped his ale to give himself a moment.
"The inn is crowded, and you are not Salador San," he reminded himself. "Be careful how you answer." "King Stannis is my guard. He made me and blessed me with his trust." "I will remember."
Salador San got to his feet.
"My pardons. These grapes have given me a hunger, eh? And dinner awaits me on my Valerian. Minced lamb with pepper and roasted gull stuffed with mushrooms and fennel and onion. Soon we shall eat together in King's Landing, yes? Eh? In the Red Keep we shall feast, while the dwarf sings us a jolly tune. When you speak to King Stannis, mention, if you would, that he will owe me another 30,000 dragons come the black of the moon. He ought to have given those gods to me. They were too beautiful to burn, and might have brought a noble price in Pentos or Myrrh. Well, if he grants me Queen Cersei for a night, I shall forgive him."
The Lysenae clapped Davos on the back and swaggered from the inn as if he owned it. Sir Davos Seaworth lingered over his tankard for a good while, thinking. A year ago, he had been with Stannis in King's Landing, when King Robert staged a tourney for Prince Joffrey's name day.